Baskets, Bags, and Bubbly set sights on lofty goal. Stutsman County discusses ARPA funding for snowblower. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. More than 200 ladies will come together Friday, November 18th to raise money for several causes in the area. Baskets, Bags, and Bubbly was first established by Deb Lee around 17 years ago as a fundraiser for her volunteer service program. After her retirement, she left the event to organizers Tara Kapp and Nicole Lemieux with hopes that the funding would go to the Running of the Pink. While the Running of the Pink and No Excuses are beneficiaries of the fundraiser, Kapp says this year they'll also be assisting Help for Hope and Healing.
They are an organization dedicated to cancer awareness, not only awareness, but they are our support group in town. So not only are they a cancer support group, but over the last 7 years that they've been doing their own nonprofit event, they've raised $90,000. All of that money goes to gas cards to individuals who have to travel for cancer care. We're including them in our donations this year.
To read how you can help Baskets, Bags, and Bubbly this year, you can read more online at newsdakota.com. American Rescue Plan Act funding was discussed during the Stutsman County Commission and Park Board meeting Tuesday. Carl Berg, Park Superintendent, brought forth his request for ARPA funding to purchase a snowblower for their skid steer.
Last January 18th, we talked about the need for a snowblower for the skid steer. A lot of it is a safety issue because of working on a narrow area over the hill. We talked about that. And plus, it's a more efficient way to get rid of that snow rather than just piling it off to the side and then getting deeper.
Berg recommended an $8,500 purchase, which would be matched and ready to use. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has rejected a plea by North Dakota's American Indian tribes to give them exclusive rights to host internet gambling and sports betting in the state. But Burgum did endorse the tribe's appeal to lower the legal gambling age from 21 to 19 at American Indian casinos and allow the use of credit or debit cards to bet. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Be sure you follow us on Facebook for more updates at News Dakota.